This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 173. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Welcome to another episode, another show, another day at home for me, which I've been pretty much like for a month. One exception, I went out one time for things where I needed to go to two different stores, one of which I was able to shop in my car, and the other one was, you know, yes, I had to go into Whole Foods, and that was not a good experience with people rushing past me, invading the space and not being patient for others to clear out for them. But I digress. Part of that is I think we're all a little agitated. We're all a little fearful, hiding in our masks, rightly hiding in our masks, and doing the best that we can at a time where we're imbalanced. We have the expectation that others are going to be perfect, but we get a little bit of a pass on it if we're not perfect. Even though we know better, that's the way so many people are acting. Certainly with our political leaders, that everything should have been perfect, even though there's generations of them who have left us in imperfect situations. And now during this crisis, that everything should have been anticipated and handled so we wouldn't feel a degree of discomfort. Lord knows, all of us in our work have the desire to do things perfectly and are not successful, right? We have a huge amount of information, and yet we're imperfect, right? And I'll just simply say, folks, remember, almost everyone in your life, almost everyone that you meet is trying the best that they can to do what they can. And it's never going to turn out perfectly all the time. Give it a break. Stop blaming others. Take a deep breath and enjoy this Sabbath day where we're all a little bit crazed from having been indoors for so long. And cut other people some slack, as long as you're not the one who's getting hurt. Admit it, you make mistakes. Lots of them. Own up to them for a change. You know, we're all under a lot of pressure these days, and sometimes our best qualities don't come out. That's true of our political figures, right? That's true of us too. They are human beings. We are human beings. We make mistakes. Where we can be better than them is admitting our mistakes and doing it in a way where we convey our sincerity. Own up to what you do wrong. No one expects you to be perfect. Well, they hope you're going to be perfect, as I pointed out in the previous segment, but you're not going to be that way. But where you can be perfect is in owning up to the mistake that you made and asking for forgiveness. Provide a gift in return as a way of demonstrating your desire to be, shall we say, honest with people and own up to your mistake. You can send it through Amazon to someone. Just have it arrive with them so that they have that expression of your care for them and the fact that you know you did wrong and you want to improve on the relationship with them. Try that. They will be remarkably surprised. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you can get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show contains bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, visit nobscoachingadvice.com. You can schedule time for a free discovery call or go right into coaching. I'd love to help you. And if you're interested but not quite sure where to start, take the online assessment available at thebiggamehunter.us/success. It will give you a few ideas and it can be a launch point for our work together. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day and take care.